I don't have the power to cause the clock to turn back like it did in Scripture, so I better be in a hurry. I'm a nobody preaching about somebody who can save everybody. Amen. And I'll go anywhere to do that if the Lord opens the door. That's what I'm doing. Amen. And I've got a four-part series as a nugget. So I hope you got a big mouth to take this in. God spoke to my heart this morning. I felt like I was going to get to say something. Didn't know how long it'd be. I didn't know it'd be 10 minutes, so I got to say it in a hurry. So I'll say it fast, you'll listen fast. Say amen. But I want to talk just a minute. Over in the book of Jonah, we find in chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, that the Lord came to Jonah the second time, again saying, I want to give us a nugget and a thought on the God of a second chance. Amen. When we look in the Scriptures and we see the different characters of the Scriptures, we'll find that almost all of them have something in common. You'll find most every one of them, they had a failure, a lapse of faith. There's some time when they had a declension in their spiritual life. It might have been incipient, might have slipped up on them, might have been intentional, but almost everybody in the Bible at some time or other, no matter how great they was for God, at some time or other, they had a problem with their faith and a failure thereof. But I thank God that we're serving a God of a second chance. Almost without fail, you'll find that God came back to these the second time. And thank God they did more for God after their failure as a general rule than they ever did before their failure. Now, I'm not saying fail that God might do more with you. I'm not saying that. No, sir, don't sin that grace may abound. But thank God when we sin, grace does abound. Amen. And so thank God we see Jonah. We all know his story, and I'm preaching to the choir and a bunch of preachers. And we see his call. We see the choice he made, the bad choice. And we see the calamity he caused as a choice he made. I will say this. I won't say it about you, but I will say it about me. Almost every problem I've ever had in ministry, almost every problem I had when I was pastoring, almost every problem I have in evangelism, it's a preacher called Storm. It ain't some other preacher. Amen. It's me. Amen. And so we find the chastisement he received, but thank God we find the confession that he made. Down in the belly of hell, he cried, salvation is of the Lord. And that old fish, praise God, spit him out on the dry ground. And he went down into the city, thank God, and he preached the preaching that God bid him preach. Amen. Sometime we might be preaching the preaching we want to preach. I tell you, if we ever get a hold of what God wants us to preach, and we preach it with love and tears and compassion, thank God it'll get the job done. And so God gave old Jonah a second chance. I'm glad he did. Thank God. Man, it tickles me to death to see old Jonah in the Bible. I'm glad God put him in there, because I feel like most of the time I'm about like old Jonah. I come to this meeting, I thought I was one of them bones over in that valley of Ezekiel, saw man. I thought I said dry, praise God, there wasn't no way I'd get revived. But did you know what? God can revive the dry bones through the preaching and the word of God. And I tell you, I've been hoping, as the psalmist David said, and thank God for a second chance. I come in here to get a second chance, Brother Bobby. And thank God, says preaching you did last night in the Holy Ghost. I tell you, you preached upon me. I was too dry to preach unto, but you preached upon me for a while. And thank God, after a while, I got to a place where you could preach unto me. And it done something in my heart. And I thank God for it. Brother Bill, amen. I thank God for it. Amen. And so we find Jonah had a second chance. And the Jews over there, they're likened unto that fig tree over there. The Lord came to it. The husband planted. And the Lord came to it. And he wanted fruit. And we see the planting of the fig tree. The purpose of the fig tree was to bear fruit. But the problem of the fig tree, it wasn't bearing no fruit. And the Lord said, whack her down. But you know, the Lord Jesus, he came and said, don't cut it down this year. Let me work on it. He gave us some personal time, personal intercession, personal intervention. A plea for mercy. Oh, goodness, man. I tell you why I can rejoice and got a song. How to be in hell when my back broke. I've sinned enough, bless God, since I've been saved and preaching, that I ought to be in hell. But I tell you one thing, thank God for a God of mercy. He'll give you a second chance. Thank God that Jesus dug about it. He dunged it, thank God. Gave it a second chance. Now, I realize Israel didn't take the second chance right there. And I realize no nation ever suffered like Israel nation. Hitler ever suffered like the nation Israel. Hitler destroyed 6 million of them. And he left the house, you know, desolate like he said he would. But thank God at the end of the tribulation period, they will get another chance and they will be a nation born once. And so all Israel shall be saved as it is written. Thank God. The deliverer shall come out of Zion and turn Jacob from his ungodliness. I'm glad he'll give them a second chance. We find a blind man in the Bible. This blind man in the Bible, he was over there, you know, at a place where God pronounced woe on. And he, I don't know why he went back into that city, except where there's an individual, no matter how apostate it is around. If there's one individual need Jesus, he'll show up. He came into that city for that one blind man. I don't know what all that passage teaches, you know, about that blind man where he touched him and asked him what he saw. And he said, I see men as trees walking. I don't know what all it teaches. I know what it don't teach. I know what it don't teach. It doesn't teach that Jesus practiced the wrong method. It doesn't teach that Jesus' perception of the case was wrong. It doesn't teach that the problem was too great for Jesus. It doesn't teach that his power was insufficient with the first touch to make him perfectly whole. I don't know all it does teach, but a few things I think it teaches. I think it teaches Jesus will help and heal all who really want help. I think, bless God, even after woe was pronounced, glory to God, if Ichabod's wrote over the church house door. I believe Jesus, if somebody will, bless God, open the door when he knocks outside on that door, he'll come in and take care of that individual. Amen. I believe that. I believe he'll help anybody who wants mercy, going to get mercy. If any man open the door, he'll come in. Amen. I'm trying to hurry. I really am. I got a lot to say. Jesus sometimes uses means to perform a miracle. Sometimes Jesus does miracles in stages. And Jesus don't want us half whole. Jesus wants us to be perfectly whole. But you know, before that man got perfectly whole, he had to make an honest confession. You know what my problem been down through the years in camp meetings and different times when somebody preached to me? I've come in the altar and I've told about half what's wrong with me. And I left, bless God, with about half help, amen. But I tell you right now, in this meeting, I want to crawl somewhere, bless God, and tell him the whole truth, amen. And tell him I can't see just right. My vision's a little bit blurry. I've got some vision, but I can't see just right. And my vision's blurred. It's a little bit fuzzy. It's a little bit foggy, Jesus. I want you to do something for me. I want you to clear it up. This old boy told him the whole truth. And you know what Jesus did? He touched him again, amen. That's what I want. That's what you need. I don't care who it is. Bless God, we need a second touch from Jesus. Would you jump up off that pew and say, I don't need nothing from Jesus? You ain't got the grit nor the guts to do it, have you? No, sir, no matter what you say, you can't do it because every one of us needs a second touch from the Lord. Thank God he's a God of a second touch, God of a second chance, God of another touch, amen. And so he told him the truth. He is made perfectly whole. He said, I see men clearly. Do you know what? We take people like Lawrence around. I've got Lawrence and James Baidu. I've got a missionary family from Mexico coming right in here. And some of them going to come to this church. I've got Obed the Indian coming for 3 months. I won't try to help these nationals. It's about others. It ain't about us. No, sir. If we can hold up their heads, bless God. Let them, I don't care. Nobody's trying to get no glory. We're just trying to get the gospel out and get people saved by the grace of God. And so let them have the glory. I don't care. I'll haul them around, bless God. I'll be their chauffeur. I'll do all I can for them. I just see, bless God, to have the help they need. Amen. This man's vision went from blind to blurred to brilliant. Amen. You know, when we go around and tell preachers, there's a great need over yonder, Brother Lars, taking care of them handicapped folk and doing handicap evangelism where they think they're demon-possessed and cursed. There's a great need. And sometimes their vision's so foggy, they can't see no Father, bless God, and then the church house door. They can't see to help nobody around the world because their vision's too blurred. Their vision's too foggy. Amen. We need a second touch till we see every man clearly. No matter what his race and his nationality is, we need to see every man clearly. You know, let me say this. I'll quit. There's one other. Over there, old Peter got a second chance. Thank God I like him. Don't you like him? You're not like me if you don't like old Peter. But I'll tell you this. Out there, whenever Jesus come walking on the water, I see a miracle revealed. Thank God I see a miracle requested. Peter said, Lord, if it's you, let me come. And I see a miracle received. I see a miracle renounced. When he started looking, bless God, at the storm and the waves and the wind blowing, he renounced his miracle. And whenever you have a lapse of faith, thank God, God's got to rescind your miracle. And he's got to let the bottom drop out of your miracle. You know what's wrong with us preachers? We've everyone experienced miracles. We've everyone experienced a mighty supernatural power of God. Something we couldn't do that God did in us and through us. And we couldn't take no glory for and just say, God did it. God did it. Every one of us received that. But you know, sometimes you know what happens to us. And sometimes the bottom falls out of a miracle, and we start down, and we got so much pride. We so afraid we're going to somebody think ill of us that we're not confessing. You know what? I tell you, when the bottom falls out and you done pulled and tugged until you can't swim, your muscles are knotted up. I tell you, and cramped up. I tell you, it's time for you to say something. And what we need to say in this meeting right here, me first, I already tried to say it. I want to say it some more. I want to say, Lord, save me. You say, you idiot, are you not born again? Yes, I'm born again, but I don't want to be saved from Jim. I don't like myself. I don't care for myself. I tell myself it's my biggest problem. I won't bless God to call on him. And you know, whenever the miracles rescinded, thank God it was renewed. It was renewed. Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. You know where you're apt to sink the quickest? Within arm's length of Jesus. Amen. He wasn't well out yonder. He was right up close to Jesus where Jesus reached out. It wasn't rubber man reached out to him. It was Jesus. And it was just an arm about long as mine. Probably reached out and got him like that right there. Jerked him right back up. The bottom fell out of his miracle. He cried aloud, save me. All them boys in that boat heard it above the storm, I believe. I believe he hollered so loud, bless God, the wind come off his voice and hit them to face him. All them gales are blowing around there. And you know what I believe? I believe, bless God, God will renew us and revive and restore us. Amen. I believe that. Amen. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, as David said, thou wilt revive me. Thou revive me. Amen. He'll revive you. He'll revive me. Amen. Oh, goodness, man. I wish I could preach. Please don't drown in pride. Be a casualty of the storm. Don't go under in the middle of your miracle. Cry out to God of a second chance. Save me!